Great. Thank you very much. This is Jeff Newman, and welcome to the Policy Development Process Work Team call on August 5th, right? Yes, August 5th, 2010. And if I can ask Gisela to do a roll.
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Jeff Newman, Tatiana Kramsova, Avery Doria, James Bladel. From staff, we have Luz Gaster, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies, we have Paul Diaz, Wolf-Ulrich Knoben, Alex Gakuru, Marika Konings. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you. This is Jeff Newman. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for showing up. It's been about, I guess, a month and a half or so since, or maybe just over a little over a month, since the last meeting we had in Brussels. And the reason we've taken a little hiatus from the group is to give people time to respond to the public comment period that's been out there. And so what I've done is posted, or Liz has actually posted it in the chat as far as the agenda, what we want to cover. I envision this to be a fairly short call, but, you know, obviously if people want to discuss things, then we could take as much time as we need. So the five items that we have on the schedule or the agenda today are to discuss the public comment period in general, to talk about some comments that we've received to date, some action items going forward, to recap some of the main points we had in Brussels from the workshop, and then to talk a little bit about the schedule going forward. Is there anything that anybody wants to add to the agenda?
It's Alan. I don't want to add anything to the agenda, but I'm here.
Ah, good morning or afternoon or wherever you are in the world.
I think it's morning.
Okay, great. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for joining us. So why don't we just then dive into the agenda. As you know, the public comment period technically had ended on August 1st. To date, we received a total of, I guess there are four comments in the comment board. I would say one is not really... It's just a question, not really a comment. So we've got three real substantive comments and actually very good comments, and good in the sense of very comprehensive and you know, address a bunch of different areas and give us lots of things to talk about. So we got one from the ALAC, we got one from the INTA, the International Trademark Association, and we got one from the Registrar's Stakeholder Group. So the question I wanted to ask this group is, number one, is I'd like to, without formally extending the public comment period date, I'd just like to leave the, if we could, leave the board open for additional comments to come in. You know, I don't see a reason why we need to close it at this point, and I know from, at least from a registry stakeholder group perspective, we are in the final stages of getting our comments together. Within, you know, the next week, I expect we're doing our vote now, so I expect that the registries will have about, you know, 8 or 9 pages worth of comments that we're going to submit. So, you know, I don't want to close that off, and so my question to you all is whether you know about any other groups that are planning on responding to the comment period, or if any of you disagree with kind of my... The reason I don't want to formally extend the comment period, you know, put another date, is I think that'll basically get those that are planning to respond, I think that may make them procrastinate a little bit. So, you know, in general, I'd like to leave it fairly open to get more comments in, and I don't see a reason at this point to shut it off. I think there's some valuable input that we're still going to get. I see that James and Alan agree. Is there anyone that disagrees with that approach?
Can I speak to it?
Yes, Aubrey, please.
I have absolutely no objection to leaving it open longer. I am a little bit uncertain about leaving it open without announcing publicly that we're doing so. While I agree the risk of some people possibly procrastinating if they hear that they've got an extra 3 weeks instead of getting in immediately, I think it may also exclude some people who said, drat, so many comment periods. I missed this one. It's done. Oh, well. And therefore, knowing that we have someone planning to submit, knowing that we're going to keep it open, I think that the transparency thing sort of indicates that we got to do it formally. At least that's my gut reaction to it at the moment. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Aubrey. And let me hear from others on that. Alan?
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but I'll address what Aubrey said first. I tend to agree. I'm one of those personally who was going to submit some relatively detailed comments, line by line, which I never got around to. And having another deadline means I'll put it back on my to-do list. I may not get it done this time either, but, you know, so I suspect I'm not unique in that. I was going to suggest one other thing to put on on the global to-do list for the group, and that is we rely heavily in the PDP process on comments, and I think this is as good an indication as any that the comment period process we're using right now doesn't work. To look at something as substantive as what we're doing, and it's just not important enough or whatever, that we've received so few comments, I think is indicative of the fact that we have to discuss. I don't know where we go with it, but I think we have to put it back on the menu, as it were, as to is this the best way that we can put it into the bylaws to try to get community input on processes.
Yeah, so I think, and actually other people raised that in their comments, or in their comments, the ones we got, they raised some things about, you know, the number of public comment periods going on, and so I do think there is space to discuss your issue. If you could remember this issue, make sure that we, if you do comments, make sure you put it in there.
If I do comments, yes.
So, I do want to explore your notions of the comment period doesn't work. I think it comes up in other comments that we've gotten, and certainly an area that we do need to discuss. Probably not on this call today, except to the extent that it relates to keeping this comment period open. But please remember those and submit those. Even if it's after this call, submit it in an email quickly so we make sure it stays on our radar.
Yeah.
James?
Hi, Jeff. James speaking. And I think this is absolutely the right move to leave the comment period open without necessarily formally extending it. I'm a participant in several working groups. We're all struggling with this problem of getting some form of community feedback. I think that a lot of them are discussing extensions, but I agree with you that ICANN is a very deadline-oriented community and that extensions just essentially don't solve the problem, especially when all the contending comments are asking for similar extensions. It just kind of moves the problem down the calendar a little bit. And I just want to back up what Alan was saying as far as, this is a meta example for our work in that community input is important. You know, this issue and some of the others that we're working on are very important. We're just not able to get the kind of feedback that would really help to inform our work. I think that there's a lot of interesting and creative ideas out there that we could be capturing in our final report, such as survey tools that maybe are 10 or 15 minute time commitments for that provide some feedback as opposed to having folks draft free form comments. And all those things I think should be allowable and included in our final report just to kind of help encourage additional participation, because right now there's a real dearth of it.
So what if we, trying to take kind of a hybrid approach, what if we extended the deadline, did the announcement that we were extending the time period to submit comments, and then just basically have a statement in there saying, you know, it's going to be, what is it that was in some other comment period? Something like, it'll have, this is probably not anywhere near the wording that was used, but essentially it was, you know, getting your comments in prior to a certain date has the best chance of being considered or will be the most helpful. I forgot how it's been worded in the past. I just botched it incredibly. But, something like your comments will be most helpful if submitted by, maybe setting like an August 31st or something like that. Alan?
Yeah, I support something like that. We're going to be at this for a good number of months forward. And I would hate to have the perception that if you miss the deadline, a good idea or pointing out some real major problem with what we're talking about is not going to be submitted. Now, how we do it, I'm not sure.
Well, I think if we look,
I wouldn't like to close the door completely if we have that option.
Well, you know, and I think you're right about us being we'll be at this for a while. And I also, I think that most people in the community, if the comment board is closed, I'm sure they will find another avenue to get it in, either through someone who's participating on the team, through the work group. But again, August 31st comes and goes, we can have this conversation again. But just putting out, to do what Aubrey said as far as publicly announcing that we are accepting comments. We're still accepting comments. The comment period is not closed, and your comments will be most helpful to the group if received by August 31st. In the meantime, we'll work on the comments that we have. But something like that where it's kind of almost a hybrid approach. We're not saying we're definitely not going to accept comments after that date. We're just saying it's going to be most helpful if we get it by that date.
Yeah, we still do have to do a summary of them at some point. There's an obligation to do that.
Right.
Even if we keep on looking at any ones that come in afterwards, we still have to go through that process.
Right. I think that is right. Aubrey?
Yeah, I tend to agree with the approach. I think come August 1st, 31st, if we still think it needs to remain open, I'll probably make the same point I made this time, that if we aren't public about what we're doing, then we're just leaving it open for ourselves and our friends. Or at least we're subject to accusations of that. I'd like to ask a question on the staff side. Have people already started doing the summary? I know that there's some standard process and method and person that starts, doing all the work, the summary. Has that already started on these, or is that something that's still pending? Because, I mean, Alan's right, that from the end of the comment period, it's an opaque process to me, but I assume that acts as a enabler or a starting thing to start the next process in comment, which is the summary that the staff does, and then having the summary pretty much formalizes our adding comments to the summary. Of course, we don't have to wait for that. And most groups don't anymore, but I'm wondering if that summary process has already started at this point.
So Aubrey has jumped ahead to the next item on the agenda.
I'm sorry. I should have read the agenda better.
No, that's all right. I think we will get to that. Just before we get to that, let me just see if – does anyone disagree with the approach that we discussed and then Aubrey has agreed with as well. If not, then if I could ask Liz to help me in drafting that announcement and maybe sending it around to the group. And if we can borrow some language from, I can't remember what it was. It might have even been the first time I remember seeing it was, I know this is a bad example, so let's not talk about the example. But the first time I remember seeing it was when the IRT report came out and they said there was a closing date for comments, but it's most helpful if we get comments by this date. Sort of some language like sort of loose language like that, basically saying it'll be most helpful if we're leaving the comment period open. But it would be most helpful if we get comments in by whatever the last day of August is, the 31st, yeah. Liz, does that sound like something?
Yes. So, Jeff, it's Liz. I think I can certainly draft an announcement to extend it for the group's review. No problem there. I do have a question about what you would want to say, and I don't know how big the field is, when – If you look at the comment page, the public comment page on the site, you know, they're typically, so it'll say extended to, like right now, it, you know, if you look at the PDP, it'll say just extended to August 10. Would you, optimally, it sounds like what people would prefer is for that language to say something like extended, or, you know, comments preferred by, or extended period, comments preferred by August 31st, which is a little different from what we have in all the other comment periods. And I have to make sure that they can do that, you know, that it fits in their scheme. So does that sound right? If I simply, if internally they can do it to say extended period, comments preferred by August 31st, instead of just saying extended to August 31st, which I think is too finite for what you optimally want.
I think that sounds right. I think that sounds in line with what we've discussed. Does anyone disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree, but if you note, the accountability and transparency review feedback is an open-ended one, so it would sound like there's pretty flexible capability. It has no closing date at all.
Oh, yeah. None.
Yeah. But if we could fit that in there, those words preferred by, I would like that personally, so it does actually give some sense of urgency, I guess, to get comments.
It would be consistent. The at-a-glance view would be consistent with what's actually in the text.
Right.
So, I'll try to do that. Okay.
Okay, great. And then, so then we'll get that up. And now to Aubrey's last question, which is talking about the comments to date and the summaries. So I will, you know, I think as Alan has said on his on the chat, you know, I think Marika and Margie have been on vacation. Liz is nice enough to cover for us. I'm not sure there's been a summary. Liz, how does that process work within ICANN as far as doing a summary of the comments?
Right. So we try to do the summary very quickly, particularly in the policy group. I know that there are some public comment forums open or that were closed where the comments haven't or the summary hasn't been posted for quite a while, but typically in the policy group we work hard to try to get them done really quickly. In this case, because Marika's on vacation and it would be her that does it, she won't do it till she gets back, but I suspect she would typically do it right when she got back. So no work has been done already, which is the good news, I guess, in this case.
Okay. And I think, you know, so the comments we've gotten to date, we've gotten, like I said, we got them from the INTA, that's the International Trademark Association, the ALAC, and we've gotten it from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. I think the ALAC one said that even though we've gotten the statement, they still have to go through their formal consultation process within the ALAC, so it's possible that they may amend it or just approve it.
I don't think we said that. I thought we approved it, but maybe I forgot. Hold on, let me check.
It could be, and maybe I misread. Let me. I'm going to go back and check too. Maybe I just misread it. It said something at the end of on July 29th. It sent the statement to the public consultation process. Oh, is that sending it to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I read that statement as a different consultation process. Never mind.
Okay.
I withdraw that comment. I somehow read that thinking that there was a separate ALAC public consultation process.
No. It would have been nice if it was a more detailed one, but it wasn't. And that's not
okay.
Likely. And a formal ALAC one is not likely to be any for any more detailed.
Okay. But there were some helpful comments in there on some areas that that were good. And I think, and then we have a comment from the INTA, which is really detailed and very helpful. Again, I'm not commenting on the substance, but more, you know, the amount of things they've commented on and the thought and that went into it, I think, is very good for this group that we'll be discussing. And the registrars submitted a very detailed statement as well on a number of different areas that will be very helpful for us. to examine. I know the registries are going to have a similarly detailed one that should be coming within the next week. Does anybody know, although I guess nobody really from these groups know about or are on the other groups, but does anyone know, and maybe Liz, and we could send, I'll send out a note, an email to the groups asking if they know if their constituencies or stakeholder groups are working on a statement. You know, the ISPs, the BC, even the IPC, because the INCA is not the IPC. So I'll send out in the non-commercials as well. Aubrey, do you know?
Yeah, I can speak for that one. I'm just checking now. I think it's one that we do have someone signed up to do the work, but I think it hasn't happened yet. So when I was speaking of those who would have seen the deadline pass and go, oh, well, we missed that one, that may well have been something that would have worked for the NCSC. Of course, I would have personally known, but that wouldn't have made a difference. So, I don't know what degree of work has gone into it, but I do think I have someone signed up to do it, to do the first draft of it. So.
Okay, good. And so hopefully that you all can you could convince the NCSG to hopefully get it done by the 31st. That would be great.
Yeah, I pull teeth really well.
I bet you do. Okay, and does anybody here know about any other group? I haven't heard anything from the IPC, the BC, or the ISPs. And okay, so I'll send out a note asking them. Liz, Aubrey had sent in a comment from some observations from the Vertical Integration Working Group. That's not, even though it wasn't submitted to the Public Comment Board, can we include that in the list of public comments that was received and make sure we summarize that one as well?
Sure.
Or
do you want to forward it to the open comment?
Aubrey?
Yeah, I mean, I guess before I do that, I'd have to look at it and make sure that it's appropriate as a comment as opposed to just an email being forwarded from another group. So I'd have to probably rework it to send it in as a comment. But, yeah, I'll look at doing it. And as it stands now, it was, you know, I sent an email to the VI working group, and within it was something that Jeff said, oh, you should forward that on to the group. So I did. But it wasn't necessarily phrased, you know, in relation to the PDP document, the document that we have in front of us as a public comment. So I'd have to spend some time reworking it before I sent it in as a personal comment. And, of course, if I wanted to add it and get it to be an NCSG comment, that would take even longer. But, yeah, I could look at doing it.
Yeah, if you could, I just want to make sure we don't lose it.
Well, that's why I forwarded the email. But if we're not going to consider it a comment without me having followed the proper yellow brick roads, then, you know, I'll try to fit it in.
Yeah, it's not that we won't consider it. Like I said, I'm afraid of losing it. So, Alan, do you have a comment?
Yeah, just that if it has some grain of something important in it, I would at the very least just forward it and say it has been suggested that this may be relevant to the PDP process. If we want it summarized, I don't think it can be added to the summary in a transparent way if it's not in the public comments. So I think it's one or the other. But I don't remember what the issue was. But you know, I would think you could forward it
with minority reports and some people having a very negative view of minority reports and statements like, I don't want to hear any more minority reports, and I don't want to hear people speaking of minority reports.
I would forward
it as is. Do you remember
that
occasion?
I would forward, yes, I do. I would forward it as is and simply say that it's been pointed out this may be relevant to the PDP review.
Okay.
And save yourself time, and the idea gets captured and can be mentioned.
Okay.
Thank you, Aubrey. Thank you, Alan. Again, I think that would make sure that we cover it and doesn't get lost in all the other issues that come out. We also have in front of us the, or up on the screen right now, Marika did a summary of the comments, the big comments we got in the Brussels workshop, which I think actually went well. We did have I know there were some conflicting meetings that were going on at the same time, but you know, I was happy with the attendance we got. I thought it was going to be a lot less, and so you know, I was happy with that. And we did have some good discussion back and forth with some people that were gracious enough to come up to the mic and share some of their thoughts, a couple of which were actually completely new players that I've never seen before, making comments either on how other organizations work or just as an outsider's view of what's going on, which I thought was really helpful. You know, it's definitely helpful, obviously, to get opinions from people who have been part of this for years, but an outsider's perspective on what's going on, even if not completely, I don't want to say not relevant because they were very relevant, but even if not completely on point with the way things work in the ICANN world, certainly are very helpful for us to hear and to consider. So I did appreciate that. There was a gentleman, I remember his first name was Bill, and I want to say he was from, I can't remember now where he was from.
But PayPal? Was he PayPal? It's Liz.
Yeah, that might be right, yeah. Who made a bunch of comments that were very insightful. And I got to check with Marika. We were trying to get him to join the group or to submit comments because it was just we had a very good dialogue with him during that meeting. So
I think it's Bill Smith. Is his name?
Okay, that could very well be. That's probably right. That sounds right. I remember it was something pretty. It was pretty generic like that. So yes. I got to find out if we've actually reached out to him since. Although when I mentioned to him afterwards if he wanted to participate more, he kind of turned a little white and said, I'm not sure I have time for that. So if you see the points that were raised, we don't necessarily have to go through them. Marika had posted it, and I want to make sure that those get captured as well. And this will be in the summary report of comments that when we talk about some substance, these will be included in there because I think these came out. Any questions on the comments we've received to date? Okay, so number three, I guess we already started, you know, the action items. The first one, obviously, is to get a summary of the comments that we've received. And then what I'd also like to do and get ICANN staff's help on, is to not only do the summary of comments, but also I'd like to know if we can go through the report and basically say, okay, these are all the issues, the open issues, even without considering the comments. So these are all the open issues, and then we can compare, okay, we've gotten comments on these open issues, but no comments on these other open issues. And then we need to basically get into a substantive discussion within the group on the open issues, the comments we've received, and also on a separate track, even if we thought issues were closed and not necessarily open, but they're addressed in the comments, we need to also discuss those. So just to kind of recap the way I kind of see it, we need a summary of the comments we received, a list of the action items, the open items in the report. Then we'll need to do two things. One, we'll need to go over the comments that relate to the open issues and have substantive discussions on those. And then we'll also need to go over the comments received to the other issues, which weren't left open-ended by the report, but were issues in which we had gotten comments on. Hopefully that's not too confusing.
Jeff, in terms of time frame, we're now talking about doing all this post-August 31st.
Well, I'd actually like to start doing it before then, with updates to come in after August 31st.
But that implies you do want the staff summary, or are we just going to merge them ourselves in our minds?
Well, to the extent that, you know, there's not that many comments out there right now, so to the extent that we could do a summary of comments received to date, I think that'll be helpful. And obviously someone could go through now, at this point in time, go through the report and say, okay, these are the issues that we specifically left open that we know we need to discuss. And so I think we can get some of those documents and things started now without necessarily waiting until September to start doing.
Okay. But Marika's not back till the 11th, if I remember correctly, so it won't be for next week.
Yeah, so, well, that's another item. I was thinking about making and throwing it out to the group as far as making the next call be in 2 weeks as opposed to next Thursday, which I don't think I'll hear too much opposition from, I would assume. Anyone oppose that, making the next call on the 19th as opposed to doing this next week?
Nope. Plus, I thought you planned to use the time for something else anyway.
Right. Exactly. So I'll have to schedule another call that I have to do at that time. But, okay, so the next call we'll have is on the 19th. Going back, hopefully by then, and Liz, tell me if you think I'm asking for too much. If within those 2 weeks, if we can go through the report and pull out what are all the open issues, and to summarize, and the second thing is to summarize the comments we've gotten to date, does that sound sort of realistic, or do you think we won't have that done by 2 weeks from now?
I think it sounds realistic. I want to confirm with Marika when she gets back, and I'll make sure she confirms with you, but I think it's realistic.
Okay. So that's what I see going forward in the immediate future. And also, by the next call, the other action item, Marika, is to update our timeline chart to go over with the group and to see what realistically we can get done before Cartagena, what we'll have to wait till afterwards, and if we want to do something in Cartagena, we'll have to figure that out as well. So, anybody else see any other action items that they think we need to plan to go forward? Okay, so I think that's, unless anybody's got anything else to add, I know this has been a short call. I appreciate everyone for coming on, and I know it's August is going to be a month where we're probably going to have light attendance just due to vacations and things. So I appreciate everyone making the time to join.
Thanks for giving the extra hour back.
You're welcome. And,
have a good rest of the next couple of weeks of summer to all.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And,